Tonight, before you go to bed, make an inspection tour of your icebox. How's that Pabst Blue Ribbon supply holding out? Got enough bottles and cans? Remember, tomorrow's the beginning of a relaxing weekend. You'll be entertaining guests, or listening to the radio, or just getting that hungry, thirsty feeling when you want a snack of cheese and crackers topped off with a tall, cool foamer of Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. Tomorrow morning, when your dealer says, "What did you have?" say, "Pabst Blue Ribbon." What else?
Time, weather, and...
always.
Glass. Case.
Glass.
You must be the type of person who feels that he's the center of what's happening and that the whole world is revolving around his being. You that type? Out of sight. Try on a Paul Sargent suit and watch your perspective change. Nehru suits are what's happening at Paul Sargent. It will blow your natural mind.
St. Pete, this is the Mark O. Radio Happy Hour Show. This is our first appearance on the station.
Yes.
Woo-hoo. Radio St. Pete. And we are so excited to
so
be
excited.
Here.
So excited.
Since this is our first show, what we usually do at the beginning of our shows is we sort of say who's in the studio. And because this is our first time on the station, it's kind of like, I guess we ought to let you guys know that this is kind of a family show.
Yeah.
But it's not a family show.
Right.
It's not G-rated. It's not PG-rated. It's a family show because we're a family.
Right.
So tonight in the studio, to my left is Mom Jean's Hannah.
Yes.
To my right is my boy so Tyler. And in the corner over there is my blushing bride, Stephanie.
Hello.
Do we have any of the beasts? Yes, we do. We have one beast in the studio.
Yes.
Right now, one. We have Tilly. She is faking like she's asleep. And I would imagine that at some point during the broadcast, you will probably hear the other beast, Brutus,
yes.
scratching on the studio door to get in.
I'm sure. Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, that's us.
Yeah.
We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are a family.
Yes. Yes.
We don't usually discuss that, but in our broadcast, sometimes you can pick that up. That I might say, I didn't raise you that way. Or
it's not that creepy. I
or
promise.
Somebody will say, Dad.
Gross.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's who we are. Let's see. Let's go over some things. That it is Friday.
Yes, it
and,
is.
And it is happy hour.
Yes, it is.
Does everybody have a drink? Hannah, you better not. You're not old enough yet.
No.
You're only 20.
Only 20 for a few more months.
Ty, you don't drink?
Nope.
Nope.
No.
And I, you know, I...
Because no, I'm very religious.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I talk to the Lord all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
All right. So let's. What we're going to do, I think, on the show is we're gonna have some fun, but we are going to talk about some of the things that have happened over the past week. And probably the biggest news story of all this week was, of course, the Paris attacks.
Yes.
And, you know, another sad situation. And, you know, if we don't get a handle on this ISIS, I really don't know what's going to happen. You know,
right.
I see in the paper where airstrikes knocked out, you know, 116 fuel trucks. Well, what I'd rather see is airstrikes knocked out 116 militants. You know,
yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah.
You know, airstrikes knocked out a weapons depot. Well, what about knocked out a barracks?
you know?
Full of militants. You know, when are we going to start doing that?
Stopping the people.
Right. Anyway, if you caught the opening song, And this is related to the Paris attacks. The band that we played is Eagles of Death Metal. And that was the band that was playing in the concert venue there in Paris that was attacked.
Yeah.
The band, like I said, the Eagles of Death Metal.
Not very death metal.
Well, yeah, not very death metal. You know, when I saw the videos of the attack, I thought, well, they must be some sort of foreign heavy metal band or something like that.
Because they look strange.
Yeah. Yeah. But it turns out that they are an American band from Southern California, and they consider themselves desert rockers.
I don't know what that means.
What desert rocker is says that they are known for their irreverent humor and party hardy attitude.
Hey, yeah, our kind of guys.
My
kind
sound of like any desert rock I know.
Yeah, I don't even know what desert rock is.
Do you, Ty?
Yeah, it's kind of like the Doors, or
is that when you just party in the desert?
Sort of. Like, it's like it's deep, kind of creepy music,
almost hippie, a little transcendental.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I guess like Tool, kind of.
Tool.
Well, you know, I think a lot of the carnage happened at that concert venue.
Yes.
And surprisingly, the five members of the band all escaped without any injury. Right. However, their merchandise manager was killed.
Yes.
Yeah.
So very unfortunate.
That's sad. Very unfortunate. And what a scary situation.
Yeah.
I mean, did you see that, like, the videos of the people fleeing the building?
Yeah.
Some of them were dragging like their dead friends or family members.
And that was sad. Before the attacks.
Yeah. One of the, there was that person hanging out of the window.
That was a pregnant lady.
Oh, man.
I mean, that's just awful.
So if you're pregnant, is that your first choice? I'm jumping out the window?
I don't know. I think
I mean, if you came down to it, well, I could get shot or I could jump out this window.
She was trying to get away.
What are you going to do, man?
You don't know unless you're there.
Yeah.
Spur of the moment.
You don't know what's going to happen.
Survival instinct.
Yeah. Exactly.
You don't know what your brain's going to do once that kicks in.
Anyway, very sad.
Very sad.
I would like to think that all of our countries that are against ISIS, which are most of them.
Yeah. It should be all of them.
We really need to nip this in the bud, because I'm telling you, it just seems like they keep growing and growing.
Right.
And now there are, you know, terrorist acts all over the world.
Right.
And it won't be long before there's another big one here if we're not careful.
Yes.
Unless we do something about it right now.
Right.
So let's get on it. Ready?
Yeah. Ready.
Let's go right now.
Okay, Mr. Marine.
Let's make this happen.
All right, let's talk about sports, man. Let's see. Last Saturday, Ronda Rousey, you know who Ronda Rousey is, right?
The boxer.
Well, she got her ass beat.
Yes.
Well, that is a job hazard.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Well, she faced Holly Holm. Holly Holm is a champion in her own right. She's a champion boxer and kickboxer, and she's also undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
Why she doesn't have a belt?
Right.
You know, I don't know. And she's also beaten Ronda Rousey before. You know,
why isn't she the champ?
Neither did I.
You know,
right.
That's what I don't understand. She has the belt now.
Oh, I'm
because,
sure.
like I said, she kicked her ass.
Yeah, I saw some pictures. It was pretty rough.
It was brutal.
Well, she Holly Holm knocked out Rousey in the second round with a kick to the head.
Man,
and, that'll do it.
I heard some video. Somebody must have had some sort of recording device when they went over to Rousey in the ring.
Yeah.
The first thing out of her mouth, and it's kind of muffled because she had her mouthpiece in. She's like, "What happened?"
Oh man!
So you don't want to know.
Yeah,
just
right.
Close your eyes, honey.
And of course, she's like the biggest shit talker ever.
You know? She is. She's a big talker. But you know, when you're the king, you know, that's what you do.
Yeah.
There will be a rematch, and I think probably their very next fight is going to be a rematch.
Really?
I don't think they're even going to have any warm ups in between.
Why? Oh. Why did they get a rematch? Was it unfair in a way?
Money.
But
I don't know that I would want a rematch.
Right.
I'd be
she got kicked in the head hard.
I'll fight somebody else. Thanks.
That's mental damage.
You're not a fighter. When you're a fighter and you get beat, it's like, Hey.
Yeah, but you're not. Hey, you're not the same after that.
Adrian. You know?
Well,
oh,
anyway.
Boy.
Well, there's going to be a rematch, and it's all for the money, you know.
Well, it always is.
Is the draw because they're women?
I think so.
You d- of okay?
Of course.
But I mean, male boxing has been around for
forever.
Forever.
Yeah.
And I know that's a big draw. I just don't. I would rather watch men box.
Well,
Women box.
Well, it's a more natural thing.
Just it's a little weird for me.
I mean, it's a more natural thing unless you're locked up at the Women's Correctional Center.
Well, that's right. Exactly.
And then there's Friday night fights every night.
You know? Well, it makes me very uncomfortable. Right. That's all. It's like, oh no.
Yeah. Well, there will be a rematch. Soon, I think. Let's see. On Sunday, hey, our Tampa Bay Bucks beat the Dallas Cowboys
by a whopping
score of 10-6.
Guess who picked the Bucks? I did
too. Woo-hoo. Hey, we're going to go over the picks. Just hold on just a second. One of the things I want to say about Jameis Winston, our quarterback, is that you know, there was a lot of controversy before he came on the team because of his off-field sort of antics.
Right.
I have seen sort of over this season, this kid really grow up. I mean, he's still making mistakes, rookie mistakes, and that's natural.
But he's a rookie.
But every game I see him improve. His ball handling is much better. He is truly...
It's always important.
He has truly become like the leader of the team, and that's a good thing.
Especially for the leader of the team. You got to have that good ball handling.
Good ball handling. Okay, yeah. Take it there, Hannah.
I'm sorry.
He's a good ball handler.
You know they're not into sports.
Yeah,
so
right. What
the
are
context
supposed
is
to say?
Totally wrong for them.
All right. Well, you will be interested in this whole pool thing.
Yes.
All right.
I think I won.
So a lot of you don't know, but we are involved in a football pool.
Yes. You are?
And it's basically who is in the official pool. There are 43 people in the pool. But myself... My work partner, Larry, and my father-in-law, Pat, are in this pool.
Mm-hmm.
We are one of the 43, or three of the 43.
Three of the 43.
Right. Well, what we've done is, in the past on our shows, Hannah has made her picks along with us. And in the past, she used just colors
of
the teams. Now she has gotten to the point where she feels like she doesn't need the colors anymore. She can just make her picks just like the big boys make their picks.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
I can pick by names.
All right. So this was a terrible week.
For pretty birds.
Yeah.
This was a terrible week for everybody.
Yes.
But Hannah.
Hey.
I got 4 right. That is the worst I've ever done.
Ever.
Yeah. I've got 4 right, which means 86 total correct for the season so far. Larry got 5 right with 73 for the season. Grandpa Pat got 4 with 72 for the season. Steph, you got 4.
Oh.
And because you're not in the pool, we don't know how many you've had for the season.
No.
Hannah Claire, you had 10.
What?
Are you
10.
Kidding me?
10 correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
What?
You had 10. Now listen to this. This is what you're really going to like. The guy who is leading the pool with 95 total wins for the season had 6.
Yeah.
How about that?
I had 10 correct.
You had 10.
And I think the guy that won the week had 10.
Yep.
But nobody else, out of 43 people, he was the only one in double digits.
Right.
Can I start really being a part of these pools?
I think you should
at this point.
Not at this point, but next season.
Next season.
I rolled a 10.
You in.
Right.
You got 4.
All right.
That's the worst I've ever done. I've never done 4.
Right, but you were putting her picks down hard last time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And you were making some pretty...
Again, I got a 10.
All right.
So.
All right. Well, another. Let's get off the sports. All right. Now you made me feel bad. Made me look bad about my picks. All right.
Hannah going to do her picks for this week?
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say.
See, look, he's trying to sweep the whole thing under the rug.
Under the rug, yeah, man.
Never happened.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, let's go ahead and do that.
See if you get to pick again.
Let's get your picks for this weekend.
All right. I'm feeling good.
Let's see.
Starting with Sunday.
Yeah, we're going to start with Sunday. Let's see, because they already played the game on Thursday. And, you know, for the life of me, I can't even remember who won that game. But anyway, that's beside the point. Okay, so Sunday's going to start off with the Raiders at the Lions.
Lions.
Okay. Colts at the Falcons.
Falcons.
All righty. Rams at the Ravens.
Ravens.
All right. Bucks at the Eagles.
Bucks.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Going for two.
Broncos at the Bears.
Bears.
That's a good choice because they just benched Peyton Manning.
Look at him complimenting her choices.
Yeah, now that I got wow.
Yeah. Swift turnaround, I'm saying.
I know when I've been beaten.
He's been quite humble.
Jets at the Texans.
Texans.
Alrighty. Redskins at the Panthers.
Panthers.
Uh-huh. Good choice. Cowboys at the Dolphins.
Dolphins.
Mm-hmm. Chiefs at the Chargers.
Chiefs.
Okay. Packers at the Vikings.
Vikings.
That might not be a bad pick. Packers are in trouble.
More optimistic this time around.
I'm going to have you pick mine, too. 49ers at the Seahawks.
Seahawks.
All righty. I like that. Bengals at the Cardinals.
Cardinals.
Okay. And how many points?
45.
Okay, and then Monday night's game will be the Bills at the Patriots.
Patriots.
Okay, and how many points?
50.
All right, now you do realize that the Patriots are undefeated.
Yes.
And it's rare for a team to go undefeated the whole season. However, every time I watch them play, I'm like, now those are some world beaters right there.
Yeah,
yeah.
they're
good.
Okay. It's pretty good picks.
Yeah.
We shall see.
All right. Let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about Charlie Sheen.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water. And I think of all the things, what to do. And in my head I paint a picture. Well, since I come home, well, my body's been a mess. And I miss your tender hip and the way you like the dress. Won't you come on over, stop making a fool out of me.
Okay, we are back, and you are listening to the Mark O. Radio Happy Hour Show on Radio St. Pete.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
And that was Amy Winehouse.
Amy Winehouse.
I love that song.
Right, I do, too.
See,
what a tragedy that she is gone.
Yes.
I think I sound like that when I sing.
You do.
You were spot on.
It's magical.
Yes.
You were definitely spot on.
Uh-huh.
It's sort of like a combination between Amy Winehouse and Minnie Mouse.
Yeah.
That's good.
Oh, no piece of glass is safe around me.
Right. Hello. Anyway, all right. So you remember, I don't know, a couple shows ago, we did our I Don't Care segment.
Yeah.
And one of the options was Hollywood gripped with fear because womanizing A-listers HIV positive.
Yes. And we didn't talk about it.
Because we didn't
care. Didn't care.
We did say, well, why is everybody in such a panic? I mean, is this womanizing A-lister? Is he having sex with everybody in Hollywood?
Right. Well, it turns out he is.
Well, it turns out he was. It's Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen went on Good Morning America on Tuesday and sat down with Matt Lauer to come out and report that he does, in fact, have HIV.
Wow.
Charlie Sheen has, he's had his ups and downs. I think probably a lot more downs. However,
a lot of uppers,
he is, I think, probably the biggest money earner in TV.
Oh, yeah.
Of all time, I believe. I think at one time when he was on the Two and a Half Men. Mm-hmm. I think he was making like $20 million an episode.
Yeah.
And then I remember when they fired him, they still owed him, you know, $60 million that was guaranteed. You know,
right.
Like, yeah, fire me. Go ahead.
Yeah, do it.
Send a check.
You know? Exactly.
But you remember back in 2011, 4 years ago, when he sort of went off the tracks.
Yeah.
It was shortly after his second divorce.
That was colorful.
Yeah. He went off the tracks, and he started hanging out with porn stars and hookers and doing drugs all day and having these huge sex parties in his mansion.
Fiat even made a commercial about it.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Remember, he went on that tour around the country, basically trying to convince people that he hadn't lost his mind.
Right.
And his big catchphrases were, I'm drinking tiger blood and I'm winning.
Yeah.
Winning.
Winning.
That even sounded like him, didn't it?
Yeah.
Winning. That one didn't.
No.
The first one I thought did. In my mind, it sounded like that.
You lost the magic.
And I sound like Amy Winehouse when I sing.
So. We're all delusional here on the Marco Radio Show.
Just go.
A little messed up here.
But
Buckle up. But
Hannah really does wear mom jeans.
No, I don't. Come on. Hollister sucks. Yeah. And apparently they have gotten rid of their low-rise jeans. And now all they have is mom jeans.
Those are not mom jeans.
Do you know what I would look like in those Gucci pants?
They cover my hip bones. Hey. And I am freaking out.
Hey, you need to work on your product placement, okay? That's not how you get money right
now. I'm just glad our product is covered.
Exactly. More.
Okay, now,
for a change.
Okay, you know what? These pants I've just discovered right now, they're giving me a boner. Like, I have
a
boner.
There's so much zipper.
There is so much zipper on these jeans, it looks like I have a boner.
All right, I got to look.
Look. Well, looks like I got a little
boner. Not very impressive.
Well, no,
that's not much of a boner.
Still. Is it cold in here?
Yeah.
Still.
Just get out of the pool.
I do not like these jeans.
Well, anyway. While you keep talking about that, I'm going to enjoy my Coca-Cola. That's product placement. See how that works?
All right. So back to Charlie Sheen. So he goes on to say that, you know, for the last 4 years, he's known that he's had this HIV, but he says that he's been responsible about it. He's taken the medication, and he's always been upfront with his sexual partners about it. Mm. And
he gets more of them.
I was going to say, is that a chance that you would really... it's Charlie Sheen.
Well, he says that he always used condoms.
Yeah.
Several.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to consider who he's having sex with. Porn stars
well,
and
that's
hookers.
True.
Right, they probably already have it.
Or worse.
Well, where do you think he got it?
Yeah.
They're just trading it back and forth.
Right.
Remember, he lived in the mansion with the two girls that he considered the goddesses?
Right.
One was the porn star Brie Olson, and then that other chick's name, I can't even remember what her name was. I got it here somewhere.
Muffin.
Natalie Kenley.
Probably was Muffin.
Brie Olson, the same day that Charlie went on Good Morning America, Brie Olson goes on the Howard Stern show to talk to him about the whole situation, about Charlie coming out with the HIV.
Yeah.
And she goes, well, that's news to me.
Oh.
So him being up front with all his sexual partners, apparently...
It's a
not
bit
so much.
Stretch.
However, she says that she has been tested and she is disease free.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Well, completely?
If you can believe that.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
Who knows?
We'll see. Right.
Who knows what's going on with that girl? Let's see. Oh, man. You know what we missed this week?
What?
Jake Shimabukuro.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm.
He played at the Capitol Theater on Tuesday, the 17th. And, man, that would have been one that I wanted to go see.
They didn't give me the free tickets.
No.
I signed up for the free tickets. You know, they were having that sweepstakes. And I didn't win.
Those of you that don't know about Jake Shimabukuro, basically,
he
is like the Jimmy Page of the ukulele.
Yeah, he's great.
Jimmy Page, Eddie Van Halen, you name it. Eric Clapton of the ukulele. This guy
can
play that thing. You know, he is Hawaiian. And I actually heard him interviewed on the Mike Calta show earlier in the week. And he says for a change of pace, what he's doing is he's been playing with orchestras.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And not an orchestra full of ukuleles.
Right.
Just him joining the orchestra.
A regular orchestra. That's cool. That would be awesome.
Yeah, we've played his tunes on the Marco Radio Show several times, and I always get a kick out of him just because he's so good and they're so pretty. As a matter of fact, let me give you a little taste of right this second. This one is Going to California by Led Zeppelin. And a lot of times that's what he does, is he covers rock bands and rock songs. He does the Beatles. He's done Cyndi Lauper.
Yes.
I mean, you name it, he's done them. And just fantastic.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful.
Well, that Cyndi Lauper song that he does time after time, fantastic.
Yes.
When he was on the Mike Calta show, he did a Michael Jackson one.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. I mean, just stellar.
It's a phenomenal show. If he comes back to town, you definitely need to check him out.
Yeah, when you think about, okay, I'm going to go see this guy that plays ukulele. Now, a concert, let's say it's an hour and a half, 2 hours. Can you sit there for 2 hours and listen to just one guy play an instrument?
A ukulele?
Yeah, a ukulele.
This guy, you could.
He better be pretty damn funny in between those songs.
Why Steve Martin got into comedy.
Yeah.
Right. So he could play
that banjo. So he could play the banjo.
So he could play the banjo. Nobody wanted to hear him play it for 2 hours.
This guy is good.
Yeah, this guy is good. Anyway, all right. Well, that's Jake Shimabukuro. And actually, Hannah Claire, after listening to the Mike Calta show, we've been pronouncing it wrong. It's not Shimabukuro, it's
I can't remember.
Burkara. Shimabukuro.
What?
I like it better, Shimabukuro. It sounds a lot more Asian.
Yeah, it's cool.
He's Hawaiian, but it's...
And still, more powerful.
Yeah.
It's more classy.
Shimabukuro.
Shimabukuro.
You can play the ukulele and he'll kung fu your ass, too.
Right.
So, anyway. Oh, this just in.
Oh, get ready.
Yeah, get ready. You know you need glasses when you look at the moon, and there are two of them.
Yeah.
Said Dad out on the patio
Man. I went outside the other night, and I'm looking at the moon, and there's this really cool crescent moon. And I'm like, there's two of them.
They're both so pretty.
And I'm like blinking my eyes and trying to really focus in. And that second one just wouldn't go away.
Man.
Yeah, you get the Star Wars theme in the background, looking up at two moons.
Right.
No, but it would be kind of cool if there really were two of them.
Absolutely.
How do we know there's not?
Right.
There's just one we can't see.
Just one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Far enough away.
What if we were the moon?
Oh. Now you have to admit that one was funny.
It was better.
It's
close, almost funny.
Keep listening to the Marco Radio Show. I do these this just in, and most of them are complete flops.
Yeah, they're
and
horrible.
I get told about it immediately after they flop. And as a matter of fact, if you'd like to. Give us a note on or email us.
What a joke is.
Check out our website, MarcoRadioShow.com. Drop us a message.
Drop us a message, and it can be positive, negative. Yeah. The negative ones I love because I think they're funny.
Pictures.
We have pictures. You can see what we look like. You can see old mom jeans and tie.
Always mom jeansy.
A lot of the pictures, Dad has a beard.
Right.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. And I do not have a beard anymore. That was for last year's Movember.
Right.
Movember beard month.
Yeah.
So. However, it took me 3 months to grow mine.
So this year you just went with the penciled in mustache.
Yeah.
It's very, very fancy.
Right.
Support the cause.
All right, so here's a story from the week. Man's face transplant gives him his life back.
Yeah, I saw that.
This guy, Patrick Hardison, was a 27-year-old firefighter when in 2001 he ran into a burning building on a search and rescue mission. The roof collapsed and burned him very badly. It says that he had severe burns across his entire face, head, neck, and upper torso. It says Hardison, a father of three, lost his eyelids, his ears, his lips, and most of his nose.
Oof.
As well as his hair. Duh.
Yeah, really? That was the first to
It says, as well as his hair, including his eyebrows.
No way.
Like, you know, so burn your eyebrows off lighting the grill.
Right.
So whose face did he get?
Well, I can tell you that. He actually received a face from a donor, a 26-year-old Brooklyn-based artist and competitive bicyclist, David Rodenbaugh, who was tragically killed in a cycling accident.
Did it fit right?
Well, no, because I saw a picture, and I will show these to you, Ty. Now, this is not good for radio because I'm going to show you. I have three pictures here. I have this Richard Hardison before the accident, after the accident, and now again after the transplant. Okay? They're quite shocking.
Okay.
Hold your breath.
So here's the pictures. So he goes from goofy looking guy to monster to serial killer.
That's not nice.
That's not nice at all.
I'm thinking that the...
I think he's going to look okay. I think once the swelling goes down...
Let me
down
see. I never saw like the before.
It's a little rough.
Yeah. Well, the guy who we got the face from was actually a good-looking kid. So you would have thought that, you know, he would come out a little
your
better.
Your face is...
Yeah, you
got to
have the same bone structure.
Right.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, man, they took his hair, too?
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Oh, like they said that this was the most extensive... face transplant that they've ever done. They've done, you know, they've done more than two dozen of these things since 2005.
Really?
I had no idea. They did the very first one in France in 2005, but since then they've done more than two dozen.
Wow.
You just don't hear about them. This one in particular was the most extensive. They had to replace more tissue on this guy. I mean, they went from his entire head, like all the way to his shoulders.
Wow.
You know
Yeah. Whoa, so do they cut off?
I don't want to get too into it,
but like, do they have to like...
Mm-hmm, I'm sure.
That's way too brutal.
Yeah. Remove and then reattach. And...
Well, they said the surgery to get this thing done. He had the surgery in August in New York, and it was done by this, what was the doctor's name? Eduardo, I don't know, Guerrero or something like that. I can't find it now. Oh, Eduardo Rodriguez, and he had the surgery done at NYU Langone Medical Center. And like I said, the operation took 26 hours to do. That had to be grueling.
Yeah.
You know, let's see. What else do I want to say?
Thank goodness there are people out there who are willing to do that.
Well, I just showed you the pictures.
Yes.
All right, so the accident happened in 2001. So for 14 years, this guy has looked like this guy, the monster.
Right.
You know, and now when he looks in the mirror, he sees serial killer.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, well, if I had my choice, especially knowing now that Charlie Sheen has HIV, maybe I would have stuck it out for a few more years and seen if I can get Charlie's mug.
No, because the HIV is probably, in the blood.
I don't know, man.
In the cells.
No.
Hey, well, you know, he could have got a job at Phantom of the Opera or, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I wish him well.
Yeah, me too.
I do.
Me too.
I can't imagine going through that. I probably would not have opted for the surgery. A little lipstick, I'll be fine.
I would have woken up... from the initial surgeries or, you know, recovered after the accident and been like, well, you know, we live fairly near that large bridge. Take me on down. Push me over.
I've seen enough.
Because I'm not doing it like this. Nope. Wow. All right, let's turn to politics just briefly.
Great.
Earlier this week, we learned that Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal, he dropped out of the presidential race.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He couldn't generate enough support. And, you know, here, coming soon, I think we're going to see a lot more of them dropping out.
Yes.
The field has got to thin here soon, I would imagine. So
it's all going to be about money.
Yep. And that's pretty much what it's all about. So
yes.
Tygen,
God bless America.
Yeah. Tygen, you're going to like this story because I know that you're into all this Megabot crap. But there's a company in Oakland, California called Megabots Inc. It's a startup, and they have built a 15-foot mechanical gladiator, and they have challenged a Japanese firm to an international battle for robot supremacy.
This won't end well.
Well, here's the thing. The Japanese company is Sudobashi Heavy Industries in Tokyo, and what they've got is a 13-foot opponent, and they've accepted the challenge. It looks like the battle is going to be sometime next year. What Megabots is saying is that win or lose, it's all part of Megabots' plan to turn robot combat into a big-time entertainment while developing new industrial technology. So they're hoping that robot fighting is going to become this huge entertainment thing.
Well, this is the second time they've tried this.
But these are huge. The Japanese one is 13 feet tall. This other one is 15 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these are huge.
Jeez.
The American one is actually piloted, so somebody's in it.
Oh, you're kidding.
The Japanese one is not.
Wow.
It's like remote control?
Yeah, yeah.
So do they have, like in the old, what were
battle
those?
Bots?
Battle bots.
Yeah.
Do they have like chainsaws on them? Or?
The Megabot, which is the Mark II, like I said, it's 15 feet tall. It weighs 12,000 pounds, and it is capable of hurling 3-pound projectiles at speeds of over 130 miles an hour.
Uh-oh. Where are they going to do this battle?
And I looked at it, and I was like, well, how's it hurling them? It's got like...
a cannon?
Air cannons. They're air cannons. And it's got one that's like a chest, and it's got like 20 air cannons in it. And then on the other side, it's got like a double one, and it just shoots these 3-pound cannonballs at this other thing. Now, the Japanese one I think is interesting because it's 13 feet tall, weighs 9,000 pounds, and what it does is it fist fights.
Oh,
so it's like a rock'em sock'em robot.
It's like a big rock'em sock'em robot.
Nice.
When you hit it good, does its head pop off?
I don't know.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, and like I said, it's not piloted. So.
I was going to say, where are they going to do this?
Right.
What kind of an arena are they going to need to be in?
Well, what if there's a misfire and you throw a 3-pound projectile into somebody's lap?
Into the ground.
You know. You spilled my beer.
Yeah. Yeah, and took... decapitated me.
Damn it, Megabot.
Come on.
Yeah, that's see that, rough.
They just killed my kid.
Yeah. Big cage fight, match.
I can see where that's going to happen. I mean, with the kids these days being so into video games.
Right.
Oh.
You know, and I mean, who knows? Maybe in the future, there will be no military at all. It'll just be a bunch of robots.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to send our robots over to Afghanistan to beat your robots.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're working on that now.
Well, we have drones.
Well, they got some other stuff going on, too.
Oh. Look at you.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I know anything about that.
Are you a spy
Intel.
Or something?
Right.
Right.
Mr. Documentary Watcher on Netflix.
Yeah.
Well, here's something. If you didn't go and take your last look at the inverted pyramid at the St. Pete Pier, it's too late.
Oh.
It's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah, it's gone. As a matter of fact, you can go watch a time lapse of the demolition of the inverted pyramid online at tbtimes/rug.
What?
That's okay.
I watched it on Bay News 9's website.
Anyway, you can find it.
It's out there.
It's cool. It's really cool to watch. It doesn't take long. Minute and a half, maybe 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But it made me very seasick.
Oh, really?
Because they've sped it up so... No, it's from the air.
But it's from the very beginning of demolition?
From the very beginning of demolition. And they've sped it up so fast that... like the water changes colors and then, you know, sailboats come in and they're gone. And all this other background stuff and the horizon kind of changes.
Right.
And as it's going, you're like,
What are those IMAX movies? Like watching one of those?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But it was really cool to see it, you know, come all the way down.
Well, they say that the next to go are the decking around the pyramid where the pyramid was. And the approach or bridge. So they're going to be tearing that down here soon. And then it says Pier Park, the new $46 million project, will take the place of the pyramid $46 million, that doesn't seem like a whole lot.
No, not for this kind of project.
Right. Seems like it would be a lot more than that. It says construction is expected to begin in early 2017.
17?
Yeah. I wonder why they're waiting so long. Maybe they have to get the money up or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something. I thought it would be finished.
I heard that it was going to be finished in 2018. So that gives them a year to get it finished, but I don't understand the whole year.
I mean, is it still going to, like, jet out into the water?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, are they rebuilding the whole pier?
The whole thing.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's what's going to take time, mm-hmm. is getting all of the foundation put, taking the rest of it out, and then getting all that foundation.
Without polluting the water too much. Back in, yeah.
Right.
The Inverted Pyramid Pier opened January 15th, 1973.
Wow.
And now it's gone.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
2015. It's been upside down for a long time.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I never knew that's what it was supposed to look like.
I don't know. I mean, you can look at it and see that it's an inverted pyramid.
Yeah,
but
once
it's
you're
like,
told
well,
that, but it's like, if you didn't know that, it's like, well, that's a crazy looking building.
It's a weird thing.
It's a Rubik's Cube on the corner.
Right.
Okay. Why don't we need to take a break, and then when we come back, let's play Stump the Chump.
All right.
Do we have a theme?
We do. We'll see how well everybody does. Tonight, we are going to talk about movie characters.
Uh-oh.
Movie characters, all right. I like it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Ty might be pretty strong in this one. All right, let's take a break.
Sorry, Hen.
When we come back, we're going to play movie characters Stump the Chump.
Yo, ooh, yeah, ooh, yeah. I want Dave up, oop, oop,
everybody. That was Ooh Poopa Doo by Taj Mahal, and you are listening to the Marco Radio Show on Radio St. Pete. Let's play Stump the Chump.
Yes.
All right, let's do it. Everybody got their hooter, their ringer.
Yes. Everybody.
All right, let's do it.
That, all by right. the way, was for the first question, so I'm going ahead and answer.
You can't do it like mom jeans.
Hey, calm down with that.
All right.
It's going to stick.
Right.
Yeah. No.
Come on.
Jeff Spicoli is a character in what film?
Oh, man. Mark.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, yes. I was thinking that.
Mark's already up one.
Spicoli.
Mm-hmm. Spicoli. Chevy Chase plays Clark Griswold in what films? Hannah.
Road Trip? Something? I don't know what they're called.
Ty.
Vacation.
Oh, yes, man. The National Lampoon Vacation movie.
I was
movies.
So close. Road Trip. Right. It was a road trip.
Mark and Ty with one, Hannah none. Dot Matrix is a character from what sci-fi comedy? Mark.
Spaceballs.
Yes. Wow, whoa. Look at you
I'm
with
surprised
the
you knew that.
I love that movie.
Joel Rivers. Surprised about a lot, Ty.
Yeah, surprising. Veruca Salt is a character from what film? Mark.
What?
All right, Hannah.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes.
Good.
Definitely
she's
rang
on the
first.
Board. I can't hear
whoa.
You. All right, Mark has two, Ty one, Hannah one. Apollo Creed is a character from what film?
Rocky.
Yes. Uh-oh, Dad's up three.
No.
What's
no.
going on here?
Come on, don't let him win.
All right, hold on.
I need to eat this week.
Right.
I need some new shoes.
What?
No, I'm kidding.
What are the names of the two main mice characters in the 1977 Disney film The Rescuers? Tyler.
Oh, no. Bernard and Bianca.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh,
I knew he was going to get that. Man. I knew it.
You go.
You're the only that one that could get that.
Yeah. See, that's why I can't do math.
Yeah.
Because I know stuff like that.
Steve Martin plays Naven Johnson in what film?
I know. I was clearly. Don't make me call the commish this
That's
early.
Fine.
Mark.
The Jerk.
Yes. And with The Jerk, Mark wins.
I was born a poor black child.
I love that movie.
Found my special purpose.
All right.
My special purpose.
I was born a poor black child.
Picking yeah, out a thermos for you.
Okay, let's see what I've got. I got 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 34 wins for the year.
Wow. Nice.
Killing it.
Yeah. Killing it. No, I think I'm still killing it. Just saying.
Yeah, you're still killing it.
Still killing
Congratulations.
It.
Congratulations. You get nothing.
You
yeah,
get
right.
nothing, and you're going to like it. I think I'm going to pass on this next story.
Okay.
All right.
We've done enough of these stories before. It's basically, these are the hottest names for men and women.
Mm.
And it basically was based on a new dating app, very similar to Tinder.
Yeah.
And it was kind of comparing the names that got swiped to the right more often than not.
What does that mean? That you picked them?
Yeah, you got picked. People were being picked by their name, apparently.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
I can tell you that
of the four of us,
only one of us made a list, one of the two lists.
Made the Tinder sexy name list.
And this is the top 15 for both men and women, all right?
And at
your women are out, so it's between me and Ty.
Mm.
Who do you think got it between me and Ty? Sexy, sexy names.
Is it Mark? Or nope. Tyler.
It's Tyler. And Tyler comes in at number two. You sexy beast.
What
hey,
can I
baby.
Say?
Hey, baby. Yeah. All right. Let's see. We're getting close to the end here.
Yes.
Yep. Let's see. What do we want to do? I guess we can do I Don't Care.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do
this
our
is
I Don't Care segment.
Mark's I Don't Care segment.
Yep. This is basically a segment that I do where I mention things that we could have talked about. But I just don't care.
We still might.
We still kind of go over it a little bit at the end. All right, okay. Let's go ahead and do this, and then we will wrap this sucker up. Here we go. Okay, on tonight's show, we could have talked about Oxford Dictionary's Word of the Year twist, but I don't care. On tonight's show, we could have talked about 9 handy uses for sandpaper, but I don't care. We could have talked about 13 things you didn't know about Gilligan's Island, but I don't care. We could have talked about 10 things you never knew about John Cusack, but I don't care. We could have talked about 15 everyday products you've been using wrong. But I don't care. We could have talked about 10 things most people regret about their career. But I don't care. And on tonight's show, we could have talked about what happens when you wear a waist trainer for a week. But I don't care. Okay.
All right, I kind of cared about like one or two.
The waist trainer?
Did you really?
A little bit, yeah.
I was going to congratulate him on his good not caring.
I don't know.
Way to go for not caring.
I've looked into those waist trainers before.
You don't need it.
You definitely don't
need
it.
Yeah, I mean, come on. This is for like fat girls.
Well, what happened?
You don't have an ounce of fat on you.
Other than
don't you do it, people.
Other than it moves your organs
it's
around.
It's not good.
Okay.
Did you get a coupon for one with your mom jeans?
Shut up.
You think you don't like wearing those mom jeans now? Wait till you screw up your waist.
I'm gonna go get you some of your little hoodie jeans. I'll find them.
Right. Calm down.
What was the other one?
Yeah, was there another one that anybody cared about? Yeah,
what about old things you're using wrong? God.
That might be
important. Like the aluminum foil.
I didn't even look at it.
Oh, well, fine.
And you know what? Most
then
of them.
I don't care.
Most of them we actually use correctly.
Oh, what's so. That?
Well, what about Gilligan's Island?
I loved Gilligan's Island.
Nothing you'd care about.
Yeah, we don't care.
We don't care.
Good for you.
And let's see. There were 9 handy uses for sandpaper. A couple of those I thought were kind of interesting.
Use it to sand?
Yeah, sand. they said to remove jar lids. And another one was to get your seeds to
germinate
faster. I guess you rub them up a little bit, make them a little bit thinner, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go, Hannah. Take that into the din of iniquity and see what happens.
Yeah, no.
I think we're good there. Can I use sandpaper to pumice my feet?
Oh, I'm sure.
You can, sure. Why not? Brush your teeth, everything. Can you imagine rubbing sandpaper in your teeth?
Oh my God.
Who was that that did that?
I had a friend who came over here and used one of Ty's wood files on his teeth.
Because he wanted to be a vampire.
Yeah, that was brutal. He
kicked his ass right out of here.
Yeah.
He was a weird one.
Yeah, he left and never came back.
Yeah.
Good. We don't need that kind here in the house.
No. No, we are a nice, respectable family.
Right, exactly. So this is our first show on Radio St. Pete. This is considered the happy hour show because it does start at 6 o'clock and goes till 7. And I've had a great time.
Me too.
Yeah.
I think I was a little bit nervous. I was surprised I was nervous because we've done quite a few of these shows. But just the fact that we're doing our thing in front of a whole new audience.
Right.
I guess made me a little bit nervous.
Hey, well, just remember, you have a face for radio.
Yes.
I think we all do.
And if you go to our website,
be honest.
you'll find that out.
And I'm the one with the, not the voice for radio.
Right. Yeah, it's the combination of Amy Winehouse and Minnie Mouse.
Right.
More
of a cartoon.
Now, here's something. Tomorrow on Saturday would have been Frank Sinatra's 100th birthday.
Wow.
Very nice. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And to end the show tonight.
Oh, Blue Eyes.
To end the show tonight, I'm going to play music, a song from another Frank. I hope you love it. We will see you all next week.
Yeah.
We will talk at you then.
Talk at you later.
Have a great week, everybody.
Woohoo. Yes.
We'll meet you for happy hour next week.
Happy, happy hour.
See ya.
See ya.
I want a nasty little Jewish princess.
La, la, la.
With long bony nails and a hairdo that rinses. A horny little Jewish princess with a garlic aroma that could level Tacoma. Lonely inside. Well, she can swallow my pride. I need a hairy little Jewish princess with a brand new nose, who knows where it goes. I want a steamy little Jewish princess with overwear gums, who squeaks when she comes. I don't want no cold. I just want a Yemenite whore. I want a darling little Jewish princess. Don't know shit about cooking and is arrogant looking. A vicious little Jewish princess to specifically happen with a pee-pee that's snapping all up inside. I just want a princess to ride.
All right, back to the top.
Wait.
everybody twist. I want a funky little Jewish princess.
La, la, la.
A grinder, a bumper with a pre-moistened number. A brazen little Jewish princess.
Hi-yo!
With titanic tits and sandblasted zits.
She can't even be cool. So long as she does it with four.
Sisters who can raise a few blisters. A fragile little Jewish princess.
Hi-yo!
With Romanian thighs, weasels and lies.
For two or three nights. Won't someone send me a princess who buys? Won't someone send me a princess who buys?
That's it.